There are three, count them, three separate investigations on Capitol Hill into Russian meddling in last year's U.S. election and whether Team Trump colluded with Russia in any way. One thing we've learned a lot about in recent weeks are the ways Russian trolls use social media to try to influence the election. A lot of that work was done online, but it turns out some of it was happening in real life, too. That's according to an investigation by the Russian business magazine RBC. It found that the Kremlin-linked Internet Research Agency, which was behind much of the online activity, also contacted dozens of activists in the U.S. and tricked them into sharing content, but also organizing real-life actions and rallies. Micah White was one of those targeted. He was one of the people behind the Occupy Wall Street protests. And in May of last year, he got an email from a man named Yan Big Davis, claiming to be with an organization called Black Matters US.
He got in touch with me through my website, basically saying he wanted to interview me.
On its website, Black Matters US described itself as a nonprofit news outlet, focusing on urgent issues important to the African-American community in America. Michael White didn't question the interview request. He's African-American, a prominent activist. He'd just come out with a new book. And at the time, he didn't know what he knows today, that the organization was being operated by the Internet Research Agency, the Russian Troll Farm. So he agreed to do the interview.
The interview was strange because it sounded like, first of all, that he was calling from a long distance, you know, the call quality was bad, but then also his English was really weird. And I thought at the time, I was like, well, he must be like a Black African in America, and that's why he's interested in racism in America. Like, I created this whole like mental justification in my head as to why he was obviously not a native English speaker, American English speaker.
So beyond the interview, what else were your interactions like with Yan Big Davis and quote-unquote, Black Matters US?
He emailed me a couple times after the interview just asking me to promote some protests that they were organizing. But no, I didn't do anything further because I was, you know, I became very, there was just something so weird about the interaction that I just kind of, from that point forward, kept my distance.
There were other activists, though, who did comply with requests made by this fake organization, Black Matters US, even organizing rallies. Since you've spent so much of your life in activism, how does it feel knowing that Russian trolls were behind some of these actions online and offline?
Personally, I think that it's disturbing because I think that it calls into question the legitimacy of American protests. And I think that that could be one of the goals of the Russian trolls, is that from this point forward, I think that people will have to say, like, well, is that a real protest or is that like a Russian-funded protest? And I think that that's a really troubling situation to be in as an American activist, because I think that protest is kind of necessary for human progress and it's necessary for democracy. And I think that by undermining the legitimacy of protest in America, you actually undermine American democracy.
What do you think this is going to do to activism in the United States? I mean, do you have to now turn your focus to vigilance online and not so much issues?
Well, I think on the one hand, it's going to force American activists to be more nuanced in our tactics. Like, I think that one of the interesting takeaways is that Russia was able to create a fake American activist organization that had more likes on Facebook than the actual Black Lives Matter group. I mean, that to me is like, it's stunning, you know? And I think on the one hand, American activists need to change it up. We need to become more unpredictable. And then I think on the other hand, we need to be more aware of the forces that are trying to use us, because I think that obviously Russia was trying to use American activism and that wouldn't have been a positive outcome for us. We would have been pawns in a bigger geopolitical game.
Do you feel like you got used?
No, because I feel like I was like, you know, skeptical enough that I just broke off contact. Had I actually organized protests or promoted the protests, I totally would have felt like I had been used. But I think that, you know, they weren't very sophisticated in this first round. Like, I think that going forward, obviously, if I were Russia, I'd be like, well, why don't we hire native English speakers to do our interviews? You know, like just simple stuff like that going forward. I think they'll get better at it. So, and there might be groups that were undetected. That's the other thing. It's like, we don't know if this was all of the groups or not.
Micah White, co-creator of the Occupy Wall Street protests and the author of The End of Protest, A New Playbook for Revolution. Thanks very much for your time, Micah.
Thank you.